In theory, inner council meetings were supposed to be quiet, casual, and friendly.
Let me get this straight, then, Captain Solo, Felia said. You alone, and without consultation with anyone in official authority, made the decision to cancel the Bimisari mission?
I've already said that, Han told him. I've also stated my reasons for doing so.
Which, in my opinion, were good and proper ones, Admiral Akbar interjected. Captain Solo's duty at that point was abundantly clear, to protect Leia Organa Solo, the ambassador in his charge, and to return safely to alert us.
Alert us to what? Felia countered. Forgive me, Admiral, but what exactly is this threat we're supposedly facing? Whoever these gray-skinned beings are, they weren't considered important enough for the old Senate to be included in the archives. A race that insignificant is hardly capable of mounting a major offensive against us.
Akbar's eyes swiveled towards Felia. I wonder, Leia spoke up quickly, if we could get back to the original subject here. The aliens were ready and waiting for us when we reached Bimisari.
Well, we're going to need tighter security on these missions, obviously, Akbar said, at both ends. Your attackers did suborn a local Bim politician, after all.
All of which will cost that much more time and effort, Felia murmured, a section of his fur rippling.
It can't be helped, Mon Mothma said. If we don't protect our negotiators, the New Republic will wither. For a long, awkward moment, the room was silent.
We stand adjourned, Mon Mothma concluded.
Pallian checked the instruments before him and the Kimura's bridge command station. They'd come out of hyperspace exactly as planned, within easy striking distance of the double planet of Bifash. All ship defenses showed ready. The TIE fighters were poised in their bays.
The Kimura is fully at your command, Admiral, he reported.
Excellent, Thrawn said.
He swiveled in his chair to face the figure seated near the rear of the bridge.
Master Saboth, he nodded. Are my other two task forces ready?
They are, Saboth said gravely. They merely await my command.
Then command them,
Thrawn told Saboth, reaching up to stroke the Issa Lamiri draped across his chair.
Captain, begin the attack.
All fighters launch, Pallian called, watching his display bank. Response, he called to the tactical officer. Defending Bifash fighters launching, the officer reported.
Get a location on that fighter base, Thrawn ordered, and detail the Inexorable to move in and destroy it.
Yes, sir.
Pallian could now see the Bifash fighters through the viewport, coming in the Kimura like a swarm of angry insects. Off to the Kimura's starboard flank, the Star Destroyer Inexorable was moving toward their base, its TIE fighter wedge sweeping ahead of it to engage the defenders.
Master Saboth, Thrawn called. What's the status of the attacks in the other two star systems?
They proceed.
He sat with unnatural stiffness, his eyes closed, but rapidly moving behind his eyelids.
Can you tell what sort of resistance they're facing? Thrawn asked.
Saboth's frowning face frowned harder.
Not precisely, but neither force is in danger. That much I can feel in their minds.
Good. Have the Nemesis break off from the rest of its group and report back to the rendezvous to await us.
As you command, Saboth said.
And with a sudden flash of insight, Pallian realized that this multi-edged attack on New Republic territory was more than simply part of the setup for the Sluice Van shipyard raid. It was in addition a test of Saboth's abilities, yes, but also a test of his willingness to accept orders. Pallian turned back to his displays. The battle seemed to be going well. Remarkably well, in fact. An unpleasant feeling began to stir in the pit of Pallian's stomach as he checked his board status readout. Pallian analyzed the readouts. There was no mistake. In every single category, including speed and accuracy, the Kimura and its crew were running 40% more effective than usual. Pallian turned to look at Saboth's strained face. He'd never really bought into Thrawn's theory about the Battle of Endor, but now suddenly the issue was no longer open to argument. With the bulk of his attention and power on the task of mentally communicating with two other task forces nearly 4 light-years away, Saboth still had enough left for the Bifash contingent. Pallian couldn't help but wonder uneasily if Thrawn recognized the extent of the power he'd awakened from its sleep on Wayland.